We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Caregiver Dave celebrity segment. I'm so excited to welcome to the show Caregiver Dave and Sandy. Dave, how are you doing?
Good, good, awesome.
You know, I always say, you know, I just keep going. We got 15 days left, right, to the new year. Let's just keep going and just keep rolling. Some people have stopped. The media giant does not stop. And our guest today is Valerie June Hockett. She's a Grammy nominated musician.
Yay.
Somebody to Love is her children's book. Valerie June, how are you? And thanks for stopping by.
Doing great. Thank you for having me, guys. I'm so thrilled to talk to you.
I'm thrilled to talk to you. Did you always, when you were thinking about things, want to be a musician? Was that something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, I always wanted to be a singer, and I never believed I could. And being a musician is a whole nother level that I had to really, really believe for. So both of them were things I wanted, little seeds that I had planted inside when I was a child, but I never thought that it was possible. So I had to kind of dream it up.
You gotta dream it to achieve it, Dave. It's not true. No
doubt.
That's
right. If you can't dream it, you can't see it.
Right, exactly. So, Dave, I'm going to let you ask a question, Valerie. Go ahead.
Well, you look like a children's author, so I can see how children would naturally be drawn to you. So you're a Grammy Award nominated singer, and you're a children's author. What came first? Did you have a passion to write before you had a passion to sing?
Yeah, well, I wanted to write. I think that writing did in some ways come first because you know, you grow up in English class writing papers and doing things and reading literature. And I always thought, you know, how cool would it be when I grew up to be a writer? But I also love music and I love songs. So, and once I did actually grow up and I was in my early teens, like 19, 20, you know, all in that area. And I was deciding what I would do with my life for a living. Then it switched and the songwriting came before the book writing and being an author. So,
wow.
As a child, it was the other way around. And in reality, it was the other way around. So it changes. Your dreams change as you get older.
Is it the lyrics you write or the melody or both?
Both, yes.
Wow. What a gift.
And then also, yeah, I guess, opening up for big bands like Dave Matthews and stuff like that. That's got to be crazy.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Well, the coolest part about that is when you meet them and they're just so down to earth and normal to be such huge stars, you know, they're just normal and sweet and amazing people. People like him, I've opened for Norah Jones and Sturgill Simpson and Mavis Staples and different people. And they're all they've been great. Really.
What a blessed life. And that accent sounds like Nashville. Is that right?
A little more south than that, about 2 hours south of Nashville.
Alabama?
Not that far. Sometimes when people hear my accent, they say Texas. So that's way too far. Back it up, buddy. Yeah. Back it up.
All of Neil's exes live in Texas. Yes.
Oh, that's okay. So let's go back to the question now, Valerie. When speaking about, you know, the whole thought process of this children's book, how did you go about, how long did it take you to do, and like the whole passion behind this project?
Well, the name of the book is Somebody to Love, the story of Valerie June's sweet little baby, Banjolele. And a banjolele is a mixture of a banjo and a ukulele. And I play both of those instruments. And so for Christmas one year, a friend gave me this surprise, what I thought was a toy, and it was a banjolele. And so the banjolele is so small compared to guitars or cellos or basses or instruments like that. And I just thought, this is not real. But over time, I started to play it and it came to life for me as a musician. And I started writing songs on it and recording with it and traveling around the world and bringing it to my shows. And as I was sharing this with the students with the Turnaround Arts program, which Michelle Obama, when they were in the White House, started Turnaround Arts. And all of us would go into schools throughout the nation and share our art, anything from writing to music to being an actor, whoever she invited to the program would share their art. And I was sharing the story of the banjolele with students. And they, you know, the director of the program said, you should make that a kid's story. So it took me 3 or 4 years to turn it into a kid's story, but I finally did.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had a author and a singer on the show at the same time, children's author anyway. We lost your audio, Neil.
I combined, I don't think we have, that's for sure. And so it is what it is. So now here's my question for you. What is your hope with the children's book? What do you want people to get out of it the most?
Well, it's not just for children because I think everyone has a dream. Everyone. And one of the biggest dreamers who was on Earth was Dr. King, who had the dream for oneness of humanity and that we'd all get along and bring us together. And so dreams are that important. They're that magical and they're that special for all of the planet, for everyone. And we live in times where dreaming is, if we need to reignite our imagination and we need to dream again. And so I want children to be inspired to dream, but I also want to awaken adults to what a dream is and that we all have them and we should
Yeah.
believe in them, even when we feel like the weight of the world is keeping us from going for it. And
Yeah.
so I go to schools and I see students who are anywhere from first grade to third grade, and I talk to them about dreams, I talk to them about goals, and I talk to them about bravery, courage, confidence, inspiration, and the reasons why sometimes dreams are challenging. But you have to have courage and you have to be brave and you have to persevere. And I talk to them about all of that, the struggles, the challenges, the good, the bad, and the ugly of what a dream is.
Good for you, because dreams start in the minds of children. Have you come across any children who have never dreamed or didn't have any?
I haven't. They're all full of dreams. They're
Right,
so
they've got
magical.
dreams.
They
But
are.
then over the years, people quench their dream. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, what are you, crazy? And you've got to tell them to hang on to that dream.
Exactly, because I think if we can start watering those seeds and keeping that side of our minds
Right.
protected and strong, then as we get older, when change needs to happen or things need to happen that could be positive in the world, we're more open to believing that they can come true, that
Yeah.
it can get better.
Don't let go of your dreams.
Totally don't give up on those dreams and the hope. And what hope do you want to give people today, the kids, when you talk to them for first, third grade? You said their dreams. When you talk to the young people that are in first through third grade, what do they tell you, those kids? Because kids tell you a lot at that time, and the types of dreams they're looking for, especially in our society today.
Well, many, oh, they're so brilliant. Many of, I have so many students that ask questions during the Q&A that I can't even get to all of them because there'll be like 300 students with 5,000 questions per student. And so many of them want to be things like singers, dancers, writers, but also they want to do be things like veterinarians, teachers, pathologists, doctors. I mean, I could not believe it when a second grader said he wanted to be a pathologist. I was like, what? How do you know already? Or a librarian. And part of the Somebody to Love book, part of the proceeds go to be donated to children's literacy. And so that's really important to me too as a dream, because part of dreaming is that you can go open a book, enter a whole new world, and learn anything you want to. You can also do that on YouTube, but books are like meeting a new person from a different time period, you know? And so I think that inspiring them to read and inspiring them to dream, those are the two goals with the book.
Wow, good for you. Awesome.
All right, so Dave, you have a caregiver Dave question, basically about who he is, why he's called Dave the caregiver. Go
Yeah,
ahead, Dave.
Valerie, 25 years ago, I've been married for about 48 years, but halfway through, my wife has this stroke. Don't know why it happened. Doctors don't know why. Lost her speech, became paralyzed on one side. And we went through a terrible grieving period where she was angry and bitter and taking it out on me, and I don't think I could do it, So we almost broke up, but then we hung in there and we got through it. I went to a support group. I learned how to put my oxygen mask on first. She started responding, coming around. Our love was rekindled. And now I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver, and we travel all over the world speaking on television and stages, just helping caregivers stay alive. 30% of them die before the loved ones do. And so now I'm putting on caregiver wellness retreats in Acapulco at this villa in this millionaire section that I have access to now. And it just helps caregivers to get away from their responsibilities and just relax and recharge your batteries. And it's a mastermind, it's coaching. And that's where I'm going today, these days.
Wow, that is incredible. My mother was the caregiver for my father in his transition. And
Oh,
it is so hard on the caregivers. So
it
that is
is.
Very, very special task. And also, as my best friend who gave me the baby Vangelele passed from cancer, there were two or three other friends, and we took care of her in her transition. So it's very difficult. So what you're offering in Acapulco, caregivers need it.
I know. And they won't do it themselves. They need a loved one of the caregiver to say, you know what, you need to get away. And I'm going to send you to Acapulco, because don't worry about it. We'll take care of grandma and all of that stuff.
Exactly. Well, definitely caregiverdave.com, right, Dave? That's where they need to go.
Caregiverdave.com.
All right. And Valerie, we can purchase a book anywhere. And do you have a website as well? People can check you out.
I do. It's ValerieJune.com, and the book has a website of its own, which is SomebodyToLoveBook.com. That was created by the fabulous illustrator, Marcela Avalar. The colors of the book are so bright and vivid, and that's because of Marcela. Let's see.
I bet yellow is in there, too.
You know it. I'm going to show you a copy right now. Yay!
Oh, it's yellow writing.
It looks so nice. Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Fine. Gorgeous.
I've never seen a ukulele banjo. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It's a real instrument, huh?
So do you have some music, your website's music too for you? Are you still performing? Are you traveling and performing too?
Yes, the winter time is dedicated to the book, and then I'm going on tour throughout the rest of the year. So all that's on there.
Oh, right. And goals for music. Someday it's going to be a Grammy, right? You got a nomination. Someday it'll be a Grammy, right?
We're doing it. We're going to do it. You never know. You never know.
No, you shouldn't give up on your dreams. And that's the whole story, right? Don't give up on your dreams, and your dreams will come true. So
exactly.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. You got to get nominated before you win, you know.
Yeah, she already was nominated. So
I know.
So she's going to.
You're halfway there.
She's going to. All right. Well, appreciate it, Valerie.
All right. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.